Judah's leaders pray with contrition. The Jewish representatives returned to Hezekiah with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. The king rent his clothes, and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. A messenger was dispatched to Isaiah, "This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and blasphemy. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left." For this cause Hezekiah the king, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amoz, prayed and cried to heaven. God answered his servants. To Isaiah was given the message for Hezekiah, "Thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land."